Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So we have our holiday party going down tomorrow night. It's our first year here at Amp, and we're super blessed, super happy. Thank you for allowing us to be doing what we love this year here in LA and SoCal. But we want to know from you. Tell us about the fails you've experienced so that we can try to avoid them tomorrow. Like, I was traumatized by this one fail at another radio station I was working with in Dallas. And there's this guy, probably like his mid-50s, and we nicknamed Marty the Party. And he had a mullet. He worked in sales, and he got mad sloppy at the party. Just a little too tipsy and a little too high, to be quite honest.
I mean, if you go into a party with a mullet, like, what other options do you have?
Yeah, because at work, it was business in the front.
Party in the back.
Like, no one with a mullet's ever, like, sat down at, put the napkin on his lap at the party and just sipping a glass of water. No, like, you come in, a mullet's a lifestyle.
So he was getting mad sloppy, dancing inappropriately, and so on and so forth, and he noticed that nobody was really buying into his shenanigans, so he legit was at a bowling alley. He legit got the mic and said, "Yo, who wants to go to a real party? Come with me."
Let's go.
Did anyone go?
Nobody went.
Oh,
nobody went. So Marty the Party took off. A few minutes later, I felt bad for him, so I went to go check on him, and he was chilling in his Honda Civic, passed out asleep, snoring. Marty the Party. So definitely don't want to do something like that, but tell us your stories. Tara from LA, good morning.
Hello.
Tara, break it down. Happy holidays, but please enlighten us. What holiday work party fail did you encounter so we can all avoid that?
So I think first, you guys should not overindulge at your party. Because that led me to tripping into and crashing over the table with all of the bottles and wine and glasses and ice and everything shattered under me. And because of my overindulgence, my natural reaction was just be like, I don't like this job anyways.
Tara, trust me, you were going to get let go anyway.
Yeah, wait, so you just stood up and quit? You're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, and then I didn't actually leave after that point. I just kind of stayed and hung out around my mess. It was kind of a disaster.
Awkward.
Did you actually remember quitting? Because that'd be hilarious if you showed up for work on Monday and everyone's like, what are you doing here? You kind of quit in a blaze of glory on Saturday.
Yeah, no, I woke up to a lot of messages about what had happened, so I think I kind of knew what was going on.
So did you keep the job or no?
No.
You're like, actually, they didn't keep me.
If you're going to go out memorable. People still tell that story. Remember when Tara fell over the table and then quit and then just kind of lingered?
Awkward.
Yeah, and then awkwardly stood there like nothing had happened.
Now they have all their alcohol in a cage. Tara, thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully you're doing better this year.
Oh, yeah. This year I'm kind of stay away from that situation.
And don't worry, I'll probably do it for you, so it's fine.
All right, I'll pass the torch on to you.
Thank you.
Good to know. Good to know. All right, though. Thank you, Tara.
When I was at Boston College, I was in the School of Social Work because I got my master's degree, but I also worked for the School of Social Work in the field department, and we had a Christmas party with the nursing department, all these other like social or graduate school departments were all over there.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure how this all went down. All I know is that when I woke up the next day, I had the Boston College mascot's head in my room with me.
Wow.
In my apartment.
Just like the head, not a person?
I guess I just was wearing the head around. I was wearing the head around. Yeah, I didn't just kill the mascot like a head inside. I was wearing the mascot's head around, like trying to do keg stands with it and stuff. And then I took it off. And I was also wearing bowling shoes.
Wow.
Because we went bowling, and then I just took the shoes and left mine.
That is epic right there. We can't wait to hear more of your epic work holiday party fails. Chelsea's got some coming up next. Nicole from Whittier, where the girls are prettier. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nicole, break it down. Tell us about your work holiday party fail that we need to avoid.
So I've just started my job in October. I'm a medical assistant. And so I was sitting next to one of the doctors that I work with. And so she's holding my 7-month-old baby. and I told her, I said, he likes to grab things. And she goes, okay. And so she had her cup of water, like, close by him, and he knocks it over. Mm-hmm. And the water's, like, getting close to her. And then as she's trying to, like, clean it, and she's like, it's okay, baby, it's okay. It's just an accident. Like, he starts screaming like as if she like had hit him or something. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yo, I've always said this. Babies are a super buzzkill at parties.
Damn, brutal, bro.
After she gave him back, he was okay.
Oh, no.
So it's all the doctor's fault. That's what you're trying to say.
Well, I will. What I do respect is the gangsterness of you bringing the baby to the party. Like, I got a party to go to. I'm bringing the baby. Because I hear women all the time. Like, my friends are like, when I have a baby someday, I'm not going to let it change my life. I'm going to take them to parties. I'm going to take them to brunch. And then they never do it. So I respect the fact that you're like, I got a Christmas party to go, baby. You're coming with me. All right? You're not getting in the way of my life. We're having fun tonight.
Well, I took my husband and both of my boys. And I was like, you know what? Like, and my boss was like, I want to meet your kids. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's the last time she said that. No, just wait.
I'm really hoping there's no kids at the Christmas at our work Christmas party because that's going to get weird.
I was going to bring my daughter Ariella, bro. That's messed up.
I don't want her to dance better than me.
I feel like in the fine print it says no kids for our party. Sorry,
these are radio people. They don't bring kids.
I'm Latino. I never read invitations or RSVPs. I'm good. Nicole, happy holidays. We love you. Thank you for listening to us.
Love you too, guys. Have a good day.
Bye, you too. Samantha from the LBC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Samantha, break it down. Tell us about your work holiday party fail.
Okay, so it just happened this past Friday night. We had it at my boss's house, and one of the newest employees, she's just been there for a couple weeks, she ended up drinking way too much, and she threw up all over our boss's bathroom.
Whoa! Major fail!
Yeah. Did she claim it, or did she try to, like, sneak away? Because I feel like I would sneak out slowly. I'd be like, I don't know who parked.
Yeah, but if you're that drunk, you know.
Everybody watched her walk in there. Everybody watched her walk out, and it was pretty bad.
Wow.
Does she still have a job?
Yeah, she's still here.
You know what the worst thing is? I remember doing this at my mom has like this really rich friend in Seattle and super fancy house. It's like 5 stories. It's a mansion. And I walked into the bathroom to use the bathroom and the toilet was like mad clogged. And
Before me.
And so I tried to flush it and the water's coming up, starts going over the bowl and stuff. And there's no way anyone believes that wasn't you. I walk out and I'm like, hey guys, someone did this before me. I swear.
That's the boss's fault though, too. Because like, why would you have the Christmas party at your house? That's a little too much. Like having all your employees there, like you never know what could be found.
Yeah.
It just feels a little too personal.
There you go. So we're never getting invited to Chelsea's house, by the way. Well, Samantha, thank you for calling in. We'll definitely try not to yak at our holiday party for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Love you.
You too.
I actually have a similar story.
What happened?
I was that girl. I was the puke girl.
No. Chelsea. Yeah. You were nicknamed Yaki?
So it was about, 6 years ago. I was working for this like website sales advertising company. And we had like a really good year. So everyone was in like celebration mode, you know? And there's probably like 50 people that work for this company. And all of a sudden, like we're all crowded around the bar. And the owner of the company, one of them, because there's four like partners, is buying everyone shots, like tequila shots, you know? And like, I know better, but like, I'm kind of like, okay, I can do this, whatever.
Right, so, the tequila will get you.
Yeah, so we all take, you know, cheers, tequila shots, been a good year, whatever. I'm like, I'm going to be fine. Well, then the next owner, not to be outdone by the other owner, is like, all right, another round, tequila shots. And I'm like, okay, all right, I can do it, you know? It's whatever. Like, I'm, you know, I'm an adult, you know? So I would take that shot, good. Next owner.
Whoa!
and third shot. Next owner, 4 shots. So we're 4 tequila shots in. Immediately, I take the 4th tequila shot and I run to the bathroom. It's like immediate.
Oh my gosh, Chelsea.
And my manager follows me in the bathroom because she knows it's not looking
good.
Someone's
got to hold your hair back.
And she proceeds to hold my hair back and take care of me for, you know, a solid 45 minutes to an hour as I'm getting very sick, yakking my guts out. So that's not my best moment, you know?
Yeah, Chelsea, now we know. Now we know for tomorrow night.
I know.
I'm taking all these things, the calls and the text line, so keep texting 877-971-HITS, and I'm putting them on a work party bingo fail board.
Yes.
And we will update you live from our party on Friday night amongst people spitting fire and dancing in cages. And we're going to try to check off. And I'm telling you, the long shot is baby at the party now.
Yeah. It's going to be my daughter, Ariella. And then my wife is going to be there who's pregnant. And we're going to give birth at the party.
Oh, wow.
Beat that.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.